Broad question first. Can you just assess all your guys' progress? I mean, what do you think? We've made progress.
I mean, the thing is, we have to look at is how the progress we've made since we started with these guys, introducing a program, introducing the defense, the style of coaching from the spring throughout, and then now our first couple days. So I think it's been good. We're continuing to make improvements. We can't fall behind because we're going to continue to put stuff in.
How tough an adjustment is it for Brooks Reed to play both positions? He's a smart guy, so he'll pick it up quicker than other people. Can you address that a little?
You know, I think the most valuable players on every football team are guys that can play multiple positions. Now, you have to be careful not to overload guys, but we feel good enough about Brooks that he can learn more than one position because we only get to take 45 guys to the game. So you better be able to do more than one thing.
Can you weigh in a little bit on the challenges the inside versus the outside present?
Well, I mean, it's just different learning. You're learning two positions as opposed to just being able to concentrate on one. So, you know, a lot of it's mental form. Brooks is a great example of a professional football player. Comes in, studies it. It means a lot to him. His teammates mean a lot to him. And he's a great guy to coach.
A lot of guys made that transition from DE to outside linebacker, yourself included. You know, what do you use to help Clowney make that adjustment?
Well, I think you just have to go, you have to recognize formation sooner. You know, normally when you're a defensive lineman, you just line up on the offensive tackle or tight end and you just roll and you attack. And, you know, we have to understand that he does a great job of attacking. He can do a lot of good things for us in coverage. And he's done a good job of seeing the formations, adjusting to them, making the calls, and being conscientious.
Does it help that you've made that transition yourself and when you talk to him?
I don't know if it helps or hurts him, but I try to tell him the things to look out for.
Is there anything, Coach, you can do to speed up the transition of reacting versus playing and just going forward versus, you know, being kind of lost when you're young?
Well, I think it just takes reps. It takes reps. We ask them to compete and play with confidence. And if they know what to do, they can play with confidence. And if they trust in what they're being coached, we hope that they got it in them to be able to compete.
Do you coach like you were coached, or have you made modifications in terms of how you were coached versus your own style?
I think I've been lucky and blessed enough to play for a lot of great coaches going all the way back to high school, Ohio State, Bill Cowher in Pittsburgh, Bill Belichick and Dean Pease and, you know, Mangini and Rob Ryan and all those guys that I got to and Romeo Crennel that I got to play for. So I try to just take everything I've learned from them and blend it into a style.
When did you think you were going to be a coach?
As soon as I couldn't play football, as soon as they fired me from the NFL, I guess, as soon as I couldn't play football anymore.
You feel like you always kind of played with a coach's mentality, and it looks like you coach with a player's mentality.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I'm just trying to be me. I'm not trying to be anybody else. I'm just trying to do what I think is right and, you know, for this football team and for our, you know, group.
How different has it been coaching with Romeo, coaching under him as opposed to playing with him? How's your relationship changed with him?
It's been great. I mean, we had a great relationship when I played. I mean, I think he got on me a lot more when I was a player. He seems to be taking it easy on me as a coach, so I guess that's one positive.
Do you feel like you're taking it out on the players now? You seem pretty rough on them out there. Is that part of your coaching style?
Well, I think the louder the music goes up, the louder I got to yell, and I don't know, maybe that's just me, but they're all big boys. They can handle it.
What are you doing with Kush? Obviously, he's not on the field. You know, he's almost played long enough to be sort of a coach on the field. I mean, you spend a lot of time talking intellectual football with him.
Kush is acting like a pro. He's being a good teammate. He's around his teammates. He's studying. He's learning. He's getting the reps when he's not in there. He's taking mental reps, and he's working hard on the side. I think one of the most important thing for any injured player or one player that can't be on the field is during training camp, you need to be working your butt off, and your teammates need to see that you're working your butt off. And if you're not, then they ought to be raising an eyebrow. But he's doing that, and so he's being a good teammate.
Even for a guy like him, this is a new system, so there's stuff to learn.
You know, and he'll be back, and he's studying, and he's learning. When he's healthy and ready to go, you know, he'll be back out there.
How's Brooks last with one? His transition to inside linebacker?
Well, you know, he's working at both spots. Brooks, you can be rest assured that he's going to put a good day's work in. You know, he's going to bring his hard hat and his lunch pail out, and he's going to work for 2 hours, 3 hours, however long we're out here. He's going to work, and he's going to go back in and study. So I appreciate that about him. It's a great example to our whole unit.